Good day, everyone. My name is Abigail Armstrong, and I am a second-year graduate student from the University of Rochester in the Department of Physics and Astronomy, as well as a Horton Fellow at the Laboratory for Laser Energetics. I work in the Flash Center for Computational Science under Professor Petro Sefirakos. I will be presenting my poster on the implementation and verification of Bragginsky viscosity in the Flash Code. The inclusion of the Bragginsky ion viscosity to the flash code is important for accurately capturing plasma dynamics when the diffusive timescales becomes comparable to that of the advective timescales. Up until this time, flash did not have a realistic viscosity, only a user-defined constant. This will significantly enhance flash's ability to simulate plasmas and the high energy density physics regime where the fluid Reynolds number is of order unity. I will detail the numerical implementation as well as show results from verification benchmarks. The flash code is a multiphysics parallel adaptive mesh refinement finite volume Eulerian magnetohydrodynamics code. Numerous AGDP capabilities have been added to the flash code under the guidance of the US DOE and NSA, enabling the accurate modeling of laser-driven plasma experiments. Following the work of Bragginsky and ignoring the electron contribution, the kinematic viscosity is implemented isotropically as given by the Bragginsky equation, where Ti is the ion temperature, M is the average atomic mass, Z is the average atomic charge, N is the ion density, and log lambda is the Coulomb logarithm. To benchmark this viscosity implementation, we applied a choice set of initial conditions, reducing the full Navier-Stokes equation to the one-dimensional diffusion equation, whose analytic solution is known. Thus, we can directly compare the numerical solution to that of the analytic. Flash uses a second-order finite differencing stencil to calculate the gradients of the viscous fluxes within a finite volume scheme. The fact that the error resolution for each diffusion direction converges as roughly second order shows that the new viscosity follows the order of accuracy in the unsplit hydrosolver. To close, the addition of ion viscosity when solving a radiative NHD ansatz to simulate AGDP laser-driven plasma experiments is key to correctly capturing momentum diffusion. The inclusion of a realistic viscosity significantly broadens the range of plasma regimes where flash can be applied, specifically cold dense plasmas, and enhances flash's AGDP simulations where the fluid Reynolds number is of order unity. Thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to your questions.